Current state on 90.5 WKAR, the NFC North leading Detroit Lions at 9-4. Found a way to pull out a three-point win over the Chicago Bears yesterday at Ford Field yet again. Matthew Stafford showed everyone why he's an MVP candidate, crossing the goal line late in the fourth quarter to give Detroit the go-ahead touchdown. The Lions have won five straight and eight of the last nine. Current sports host Al Martin is here with a full breakdown of the Lions' win as well as a recap on MSU men's basketball over the weekend. We saw it again. I just couldn't believe it.
Are we dreaming?
Exactly. Bench me, man, because we've been saying that all season,
yeah,
too.
It's been just another fourth quarter in which Matthew Stafford puts together a game-winning drive. Actually, when you statistically put that into historical context, Mark, the 2016 Lions are the only team in NFL history now that has come back to win the game in the fourth quarter eight times. History yeah. has been made. I don't know what that does for the health of Detroit Lions fans, because it's so intriguing to watch this team. And you just never feel like, when you watch a Lions game, if they are down in the fourth, Mark, you never feel like the game is totally unreachable, right?
We've got some tough games ahead here, though.
Yeah.
Given that, how close are the Lions to winning the NFC North? 9-4 is a pretty good record.
Well, let's look at the NFC North right now, Mark. The Lions currently are two games ahead of any other team in the division for that number one spot right now. Now the two teams that are in legitimate competition for that, Mark, are, of course, the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. The Vikings, of course, in my opinion, you can kind of rule them out to rally and possibly win the NFC North now with 3 weeks left, because they actually lost, if you remember, the head-to-head matchups twice throughout this year against the Honolulu Blue. The Vikings, they have coming up the Indianapolis Colts, the Green Bay Packers, and the Chicago Bears. For Green Bay, though, I watch out for the Packers, because right now this is one of the hottest teams in the league right now. They've won three straight on a three-game win streak. They play the Chicago Bears, who the Lions just beat, one of the lowly teams in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings, and, of course, they will meet the Detroit Lions at Ford Field to close out the season. So if you look at the Packers, the rest of the road, don't be surprised if the Packers make this thing very interesting as we approach the final game of the year, that finale between the Lions and the Packers. And also, if you look at how things stacked up in the NFL yesterday, Mark, with the Seattle Seahawks loss, get this.
I wanted Detroit. To ask you about this. Yeah. I mean, the Green Bay did not have a problem with Seattle.
They did not
all.
Have a problem at all. I was shocked, frankly, that Green Bay was able to handle Russell Wilson and that Seahawks
right.
offense the way they were able to. Really unbelievable game. I didn't expect that outcome. But with that loss now, Detroit sit number two in the NFC. Mark, if the playoffs were to start today, Detroit would have a first-round bye, and they would host its first playoff game in 23 years. Mm. Mind-blowing, right?
How serious? I mean, Matthew Stafford's got a hand injury. How bad is that?
Yeah, that's what everyone is talking about this morning, I think, Mark, despite the huge win over Chicago. Matthew Stafford's hand, his throwing hand at that, is the talk of the town right now. So he had a dislocation and ligament damage to his middle finger throwing hand. We saw him make, actually, four glove changes throughout that game against Chicago yesterday. He will wear a glove or a soft splint to stabilize that finger moving forward. But again, Mark, this is his throwing hand. I mean, we know how much Stafford relies on his zip on the football. When, you know, not getting too technical with you here, Mark, but they're calling the injury right now one that can alter Stafford's, quote, grip and zip. So his ability to palm the football, his ability to have speed and acceleration on the football, that is all going to be hindered. I will say this, though. Playing inside for him with that finger will bode to his advantage. He only plays one more game where you look at outdoor conditions in New York this upcoming weekend. They play the Cowboys, and, of course, they come home to play the Packers at Ford Field, both domes. So you can look at the glass half full when you take into consideration that. But nonetheless, this is his throwing hand, Mark. I think we will see a few balls affected throughout the last stretch of these last 3 weeks.
Well, he's a really good passer. But what struck me is just how good this guy can run, though, too. I mean, the go-ahead touchdown.
Exactly. 7 yards out, right?
Yeah.
And he decides to put it on the ground and punch it in. He's arguably been, Mark, throughout the last 5 or 6 weeks here, he's arguably been your best rushing threat, which is crazy to say, right? And, you know, I did the pleasure of looking up his statistics when it comes to carries on the ground. He has 34 carries on the year, right? And that's a lot for a quarterback in general. for 193 yards. He's averaging, Mark, almost 6 yards per carry. Why don't you, I think Matt should just run it every time, right?
I watch him, and I think he runs smart.
Yeah, he
does. He runs smart for a quarterback. He's looking at not the big collision. I mean, he gets out of bounds when he can, but he's very deft at maximizing those situations when he's under pressure and he's got to scramble.
So
he's got to scramble, and he can do it really
pretty
well.
And he's not the fastest guy. You know, he's not like Mike Vick coming out the pocket, right? I mean, he's a guy who kind of reminds me in a way, in a style of Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, he gets out of the pocket. He's not lightning quick or fast, but he's so smart in picking up blocks and knowing where the chains are. I mean, Matthew Stafford's been criticized when it comes to his running that he doesn't slide. Well, a lot of it has to do with him just trying to get that extra yard, which can be a bit dangerous.
That's exactly my point.
Exactly.
He's good at getting that extra yard.
He definitely is. Definitely.
Now, in the time we have left, Michigan State men's basketball, a win over Tennessee Tech on Saturday. How has the team moved on from the four-loss month? November.
Yeah, you look at those four losses, Mark, and again, they were all against ranked opponents and some of the top-tier teams in college basketball. Arguably the toughest November in program schedule. They right now have won three straight games, the longest winning streak for this team. And we know, I mean, they've played, you know, look at the competition they played. I mean, teams like Youngstown State and Tennessee Tech this past weekend. I mean, those are games you're supposed to win. If there's anything that alarms me, Mark, this team went 17 of 30 from the free throw line. That is, it shouldn't have been as close as the score indicated when the final buzzer started. If they hit just half of those, I mean, they shot more than half of those, but if they hit 80 or 90% of those, oh my goodness, the score is not even close. And you look at the game against Youngstown State, Mark, they only shot 6 free throws throughout the entire game. One man out of the entire roster made it to the charity stripe, and that was Nick Ward, who went 1 for 6 from the free throw line. So, one, they got to get there. They got there this past weekend. But when you get there, you got to knock down the freebies. Aaron Harris, though, is slowly coming on as the best offensive threat for this team in lieu of the absence of Miles Bridges. 20 points for him, and Josh Langford and Nick Ward follow right behind with 10.
Are we going to be healthy anytime soon?
That's the big question, right? Gavin Schilling, we just don't know about Gavin right now. I mean, possibly at some point at the very beginning of Big Ten play, he's still a question mark. Miles Bridges is getting healthier as the day goes on. I saw him in practice last week. He's still wearing the boot. We can only see. Matt McQuay will be back, though. Concussion protocol for him.
Very good. Al Martin, host of Current Sports, daily on AM 870 WKAR. Catch him every day at 1 p.m. Thank you, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Anytime.